Number 67. It has a list of 5 things, and it's really a model. I call it the dream machine. It's a model of how ordinary people can do extraordinary things. It starts, there are 5 steps to it. The arrow moves downward. You start with dreaming. Dreaming is capturing a glimpse of your true potential. It's a little bit like daydreaming, but it's a little more designed than daydreaming. It's taking your mental abilities and trying to visualize what God could do through me. Dreaming about your church. How big could your church really be? How big could your youth group or children's program really be? Can you visualize in your mind? Can you just dream all the potential possibilities out there? It's kind of the term might be kind of like a brainstorming possibilities of what may be possible. These are dreaming, and all of us need to spend some dream time. I even have scheduled at different times in my life, scheduled days that I did nothing but dream about the possibilities of what God can do. And this shouldn't just be our young men that dream dreams, but middle-aged and old men and women must learn to dream what God can do with their life. Once you have dreamed, you need to learn to imagine. Your imagination is the power of taking your mind and hooking things together and playing with the options. It would be a kind of brainstorming sort of thing where you say, boy, to bring that to pass, this church of 300 or 500 or 1,000, to bring that to pass, here are the kind of possibilities of how it might occur. And you begin to play with the possibilities and play with a variety of options of how that could come to pass. The third step is visualizing. This is a mental walkthrough. It's seeing in your mind. In fact, the best way to visualize is actually close your mind, or close your eyes and open your mind and pretend that your eyelids are projectors are flashing on, and you've got these screens there, and you actually run a movie. And you're seeing in your mind this church of 300, this gigantic children's summer program, or whatever it is that you have dreamed and you believe to be God's vision for your life. You actually run it through your mind. I remember my little boy, John, was learning to swim. And we don't have any chance much to swim at home, and we were traveling, we were on vacation, and we would stay in a motel, and it would have a swimming pool, and he'd go out and try to swim, and he'd go under the water, you know, and his eyes bouncing up, you'd have to pull him out a couple times. And I remember one time sitting in the bedroom looking at him. He was in bed ready to go to sleep, and I was reading or something. I looked over, and here's my little boy John in the bed, laying on the bed, and he was making his arms go one in front of the other like he was swimming on top of the bed. And I said, John, what are you doing? He says, I'm imagining swimming. I want you to know that within a month that boy could swim like a fish. What he was doing is picturing in his mind himself swimming, so that his mind was prepared to do that very activity the very next day. So you need to learn to imagine, to visualize in your mind, to actually see it coming to pass. This is a very effective evangelistic tool. You have somebody you're trying to lead to the Lord, it would be very important for you to visualize them as a Christian. What kind of a Christian would they be? When would they come to church? What would they do? What kind of roles would they play in the church? And as you visualize that, it builds your faith. The fourth step, though, is to make goals. This is the bridge between what happens in your mind, dreaming, imagining, and visualizing, and what happens in life. And if you can, there are some people who just dream, imagine, and visualize. Those are daydreamers. They don't bring anything to pass. You've got to make your goals. Make your to-do list. Here's the bridge to reality. And then after you've got your goals down, in order to bring this to pass, I will do this by then. Then number 5 is action, taking your step. What is the next step you're going to take in order to bring this to pass? What are you going to do? If you do that next step, you take that next move forward, then the action, which is based on the goals, which is based on vision or visualizing, based on your imagining the option, which started all with dreaming, spending a time just capturing a glimpse of what God can do, that is how you and I, just ordinary people, can do extraordinary things for God. Let me tell you, you can do far more than you even imagine you could do. Maybe you need to sit down and take a piece of paper and write down what you would like to do. What are the desires of your heart? God can give you the desires of your heart. What do you want to do in life? Have you ever made a list? Have you ever made a list of what you'd really like to accomplish in life? religiously for the Lord, in the church, in your career, in your life, what you'd like to do financially even in your life, in your giving to other people, what you would like to do in just simple sort of things like one of the goals I've had in my life for 20-some years, it won't come to pass till the summer, was to go to Alaska and put those kinds of things down. Hang on, I have my goals hanging right up there. I look at them every morning at them on the wall. My wife lets me put them right on the wall above my mirror. I kind of have a little corner that's dedicated to things so I can remind myself every day of what it is that I want to do through life that God has kind of called me to. Some of them are just ordinary things, and some of them are extraordinary things. Some of them are just ordinary human day-to-day kinds of things, and other of them are spiritual things. The dream machine, you can accomplish far more than you could ever imagine accomplish if you bring your dreams into reality by using that machine. Start to dream, imagine, visualize, set goals, and finally take action in light of that whole thing. Take some paper. Maybe right now as you turn this tape off, take some paper and write down what your dreams are, what you'd like to accomplish in life, and hang them up there for you to look at from time to time and for you to pray about and say, God, bring these things into reality according to your will. That dream machine. Bring your dreams into reality so God can change the world through you.